Good morning or afternoon or evening or whenever you're listening to this. This is a Sunday morning for me, late Sunday morning. It's actually approaching lunchtime here in Studio Bohagan, part of the estate Bohagan. Anyway, we are coming at you with episode 110. That's 110 on your dial. It was a pretty fun episode. I enjoyed it with the people. We talk about a lot of things. A couple of things we talk about I want to shout out in particular. That is T-shirts. I would love people to shoot us an email and go to the website, the working website, therapcast.com. I don't think the contact's on there yet, so you might want to go to the website, then to Facebook and message us, or just go straight to Facebook and message us, or email us at podcastwrap@gmail.com. But anyway, and tell us if you're interested in T-shirt ideas. We're definitely going to get some printed for the host and also for guests that come on the show. That or a pint glass that we're looking into. But as far as the screen printing, we shout out Dynamic Screen Printing out of Wentzville, someone that Shane Presley of the Rock Paper Podcast put us in touch with. And I've yet to purchase anything. They're not a sponsor of the show or anything, but they definitely gave me a reasonable deal, a pretty darn good deal. And those are coming soon, so look for those down the pipeline. Also, of course, we talk about, you know, Beer Sauce Shop, sponsor of the show, 318 Mid River Mall Drive in St. Peters, Missouri, right across the street from Red Robin Yum. But yeah, check them out as always. Hopefully, we got a 12 pack, it seems like, of Christmas beers that we're going to do some sampling. And we've also got some stuff coming up, maybe because for some other avenues and some videos and some private stuff. Looking into big things are a coming, I promise you. Outside of that, also, my bomber jacket. This is the time of the year where you are going to need cool stocking stuffers and Christmas presents for him. I don't even know what a him is, but a him or her. These presents are good both ways. For anyone that likes beer or more, they are the best jackets to use to keep your drink colder longer. They work in bomber sizes, can sizes, bottle sizes, 16-ounce can sizes. Anything you need, he's got it. It looks good. He's cool. He's got clothes on there now, like beanies and wallets and bottle openers and just pins, whatever you need, man. This guy's got his shit together, and you should support him. And when you do support him, use the promo code RAPCAST15, and you'll save 15% on your entire purchase with free shipping anywhere in the continental United States. And I don't even know what he charges outside of that, but let's hope that's something he gets a lot, because we want him to go worldwide. So, anyway, another completely full-hosted episode, hashtag fully-hosted episode, and we talk about a lot of crap on here. So, download, listen, share. There's going to be some prizes using those shirts and or pint glasses coming up for people that actually will review and send it to us. So look forward to that after the first of the year. We're going to kick that off. We're going to grow. We're going to build momentum. We're going to rocket ship to the stars, baby. I feel like that was like a wrestling thing. That's why I threw the baby at the end of it. Other than that, I'm done. So just the music's playing and you're going to listen, hopefully, and share and review. And yeah, here it comes.
Random Ass Podcast.
We are back 2 weeks in a row, fully hosted.
How about that?
I know. That just means, of course, to my left is the flop, hey. My wife. Right across from me is Bender.
Yes, sir.
And to my far right would be the Silver Badger.
What's up, party people?
And, there was a couple of things that I did want to get into. Well, actually, there's nothing I want to get into, but we're going to get to it in the entire episode.
Okay.
One thing. I do want to say this right out of the gate. We got to cease and desist our shit-talking of Side Project.
Really?
They've now followed us on Twitter. Oh. If they're going to follow us, I feel like we can't talk.
Maybe they just follow your social media, not the actual podcast.
Yeah. Now,
see, in a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
I think you do it all. God bless. They're sharing a brain today. We are their alliance.
Their alliance is taking
the next level.
So, wait, why are we bowing down to the masters here, man? We should
master,
be a little bit of a rebel.
That's actually a heavy term for
them. I've been thinking about this. We shouldn't shit on Side Project. It's mostly the people that wait in line for them that we've always talked trash on, but all we've kind of grouped them in with it. So I figure it's a we just need to be mature enough to see the difference in the two.
I think Side Project should have us out, Give us a beer. We'll settle. We'll just settle this beef right there like that.
Literally, there's only one way to get us back on your side, and that's free booze.
Yeah. Mm. Just bribes. One. Bribes I'm not work. Greedy.
Yeah. I'm cheap.
One to share between the three of you?
I'm a cheap whore.
At that place, I might be okay, actually. Yeah.
Hey, $47. And before we do jump in, I also saw, I don't know if you guys have seen this announcement, but Alpha is closing up in downtown and moving to the Grove.
Yes, I did see that. I couldn't remember where Alpha was, though, off the top of my head.
Near the it was down by the City Museum.
Yeah, City Museum.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
I don't think I've ever been in there.
That beer
you
there.
Didn't. You didn't. No, you didn't dig what we liked. They change a lot, so, you know, it's tough to catch. I mean, they're a little bit like Side Pogre. There's some different styles that normally we aren't hip to. But, that, you know, all that being said, we're going to jump into the episode. I'm going to start on the one topic that I don't want to really talk about, but I did want to bring it out because of the two names that were involved this week in the sexual predator scandal. One being Matt Lauer, who might be the filthiest man on the planet.
My heart is broken over him.
It was a tough one. But
really?
Matt Lauer.
So you're the person? Because I was wondering who
show.
Likes that guy. He's a creep.
Everyone. They
if you look
like
at
crazy.
His suit, you know he's a creep.
Here's what
that means.
Here's
his
what
suits
I,
are too creepy.
Here's what I like about the story, though, is he had a button that locked his door, so he's like an Austin Powers villain.
That's what you like?
Allegedly.
He's Dr. Evil.
No.
Is that proven?
NBC confirmed it, yeah.
Yeah.
For security
reasons.
Was it
for naps, or was it to lock the ladies in? That's what
I
want
to know.
It was
for security in case, like, somebody came to try to harm him. He could protect himself like a panic.
See, that's more acceptable.
No.
I mean, that's what they said. They're not going to say, oh, it was for him to trap women.
It's, no, in my head, there's two buttons side by side. The woman walks in, shuts the door. He goes, shut the door, please. Click. And then the other one automatically dims the lights to a romance and lights the candles.
And then plays.
And then. There's a third button.
Uh-oh.
So when she's done. Trap door opens up, falls out, woman never
Matt
seen
Lauer
again.
Is indeed Dr. Evil. Matt Lauer is Dr. Evil.
Yep. Lots of dead hookers underneath the NBC building.
Back to Matt Lauer. Obviously, we're talking about him, so I don't have to go back to him.
Yeah, you don't even have to segue out of it.
I segued into my segue. Yeah. How he treated Ann Curry 5 years ago is what made me realize he was a fucking dirtbag. He basically,
maybe Ann Curry isn't as nice as everyone thinks.
Look at the woman always hating on the women.
Women be hating.
And she's Asian.
This is why women won't take over the world. They will turn on each other.
No, the women are about to take over the world. They're about to take over all news and the world.
Yeah, they're about
next.
To be put in charge. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. We'll see how that works.
Let's see. You know what? This is. I'm saying this.
Well, I guess you're not sharing that brain anymore.
I'm saying this in jest. It's tongue in cheek, so nobody tweet us or get mad at us. But if the women take over. I guarantee in the first 10 years, zero sexual harassment complaints from men.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was weird how many. Here's what was frustrating about it, especially today, as all these posts come out. Like, now watch how creepy this story was. You know, like, in context, that's creepy. But people were like, can you believe he interviewed people about sexual harassment while he was doing it? Well,. What? He was a fucking news guy. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, I mean, you know.
It's like saying, can you believe Jeffrey Dahmer talked to people while he was eating people?
It's like it's like a guy that throws a basketball game. Well, he kept playing all year. Well, yeah, that's what you do, even though what you did was wrong.
Well, and what's he going to tell his bosses? Eh, you know, I'm not really comfortable with this one.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If you're covering something up, you keep going status quo.
Yeah.
So
I'm not hating on these females that came forward. It took a lot of courage, but how come they're all anonymous?
They probably
all the
have.
Other people have had somebody
might,
connected to them,
but they might not be able to because they probably all got paid out and they can't
or,
come out.
Or they're still. I mean, a lot of these people that we've seen are for lack of a better term,
paid out in 2 days.
Well,
these are just
no.
Now
they
coming
could.
Out,
they
though.
It came out, but they could have gotten paid out,
paid off before,
paid off
and
beforehand.
Signed a non-disclosure, or maybe even something a little less scandalous. They're underlings, for lack of a better word, and they want to stay employable because, unfortunately, the person guilty and the whistleblower are both pretty harshly judged, and people will be like, I don't know if I want to hire them.
Yeah,
you know, because no matter what we say, in the back of our minds, I'm not saying this for anyone here, but this as a collective, there's always that group that goes, what if she did bring it on herself, or what if she did lie, or he, and why do we want to, you know, so...
Well, nobody likes a tattletale.
Keep them protected. That's smart.
Well, don't do anything
wrong. I agree.
Then you won't get tattled on.
Well, yeah, but I mean for the...
I'm talking, I was going
to Thomas. The other person, though, that got caught in this blowback, and this one is the one that really interested me, because I do like Prairie Home Companion. I like the movie, I like the show for when,
I never watched the movie.
Well, Garrison Keillor was fired. what I found most interesting about that is he was fired. They announced it per CNN and Fox on early in the morning yesterday. It said Garrison Keillor fired over op-ed he did talking about how Franken should be forgiven and doesn't have to resign.
Yeah, in the Washington Post.
And then a little bit later, they changed it to no, he was fired because a woman came forward to complain. Now, he jumped right on top of it and said, here's what happened. She was upset over something in her personal life. I put my hand on her back to comfort her, and she had a short shirt, mm-hmm. and his hand went on to bare skin. He said she recoiled. He apologized.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and they even had a working relationship after. He said he didn't know anything was wrong until the lawyers and the Minnesota Public Radio came forward and told him. Here's my problem with that. If he's telling the truth, this is what we talked about. My fear is that the definition of what is misconduct is going to get a little hazy. Because on the surface, I can see, yeah, you don't want to touch a woman's bare back. Mm-hmm. But if it was indeed an accident, he should not be judged as a person who's sexually done something wrong.
Yeah, but he stepped down super fast. So
he didn't step down. He was fired.
Yeah, but he's not really putting up any fight.
It's public radio, and he had already retired from Prairie Home Companion. So
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's like the rule of thumb when you're comforting a woman that's not, a loved one. Is you stay above the bra strap. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of
that's
a good rule
of
thumb.
That's hard for a lot of guys with me.
I mean, I've violated that rule, and I can honestly say I feel like I've never in my life sexually misbehaved or assaulted, for lack of a better word, a woman. And I've touched the back, and I mean, on a person that you've worked with for like 10, 12 years.
You never said any inappropriate comment towards a female outside of me?
I mean, you got to define inappropriate under the context of the situation.
I mean, you've never been blacked out drunk and maybe done something dumb?
No, I've never been so blacked out drunk I can't remember what I'm doing.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's
one of us.
I've hit on girls, but I'm not that guy that's ever said, that girl's not into me, she's a fucking whore.
Yeah.
I've never been that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I've hit on a girl and she has not enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I've stopped.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I worry about is that's going to even become a trick gray area soon. But
yeah, what were you saying though?
Well, there's a knee-jerk reaction to everything.
Yeah, if what he said is true and he did that and she recoiled and that was the end of it, then yeah, that's...
But I don't know. It's probably... I don't know.
And I
see what you're saying. You're afraid there's going to be a knee-jerk reaction and everybody's going to get fired over everything that terrible...
I don't pretend to know if Garrison Keillor is innocent or not.
Sure.
But up to this point, there's been multiple... people coming out.
I also think, like you kind of alluded to with Keillor a while ago, is like a good chunk of these guys are not
one and done.
Are not, well, no, they're not coming out and saying, I did not do that.
Yeah.
They're either going away or they're apologizing.
Right.
Now I'm going to get a little crazy.
Okay.
Here's my theory.
You want to get nuts?
Here's my theory. And shout out to the ABC podcast, because I feel like after this episode, I need to hashtag them or mm-hmm. tweet them. Just bear with me here.
Okay.
These liberals that are in control of the media.
Oh, here we go.
And that are prominent, rich liberals.
You got me in so far.
They seem to be dropping one by one to the sexual harassment thing. And that's Hollywood's weird. Always been against Trump. Maybe Trump's smarter than we thought, and this is his way. And
nope,
O'Reilly and Moore are just sacrificial lambs just to make it look like they're not involved.
Is not so smart that at some point he's going to fall.
Okay, maybe not Trump, but someone on his team.
I'll give you another one with Matt Lauer. I thought some of this is a conspiracy. I mean, the guy's making $25 million on a show that hasn't been doing so hot the last 2 or 3 years.
Who the hell watches that show?
I love it.
How do you watch it? Like, don't you go to work?
With my eyes.
In the morning before she leaves for work.
What time do you go to work?
11:30? I have to get Hayden on the bus at 8:15.
What time does the show come on?
7?
7.
Does it? I have no idea.
But when I worked from
home. I'm at work at 7.
When I worked from home, I would always watch it. My favorite hour.
Should you
hour,
say that out loud?
Well, yeah, I don't care. My favorite hour is actually the Kathy Lee and Hoda hour.
Hoda's a drunk.
That's why she likes it. They drink while they're doing it.
I don't think I've ever watched that show.
It's also, too, saying that how can they afford the guy when the show's not doing well? There's stupid money going into these shows.
That's true.
Stupid money. I mean, we say something like, for instance, technically, by definition of its previous 10 years, the NFL's not doing well.
Yeah.
Still a billion-dollar industry, multi-billion-dollar industry. So, yeah. And, by the way, a poll came out today. This is the last of the politics. A poll came out today saying that... only 16% of Americans now give two shits about the NFL protest and what Trump thinks of them. That's down from the 30% it was like 5 months ago.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Seems bigger fish to fry.
Bender,
maybe?
Cut it out.
God damn it.
Cut it
so
out.
So I think this is a PSA to all of our fans out there. Two things. One, never send a dick pic to a girl. And two, never give a girl that isn't your wife or girlfriend a sex toy as a gift.
Yeah.
Probably a good rule of thumb. Keep you out of a lot of trouble.
Sometimes you think that these things are common sense, but I'm glad that there's a guy like you looking out for the other men.
Yeah. Well, I read that first sentence of that article. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Remember just need a shower now. Remember for my birthday 1 year, we went to bingo that gave away sex toys as gifts when you won bingo?
That was
that was the point, though,
Bombshell Betty.
Yeah, but I was
wasn't that who that was?
Yeah, Bombshell Betty.
That was a good time. Yeah. I missed them.
Now, I heard
it's different if you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, now, I heard the sex toy he gave her was a black dildo that started out thick and then kind of got thin when it went in. He called it the Roker.
Jesus Christ. No, that's the only reason he brought that up. And by the way,
thank you.
Have been the quickest of interruption has occurred in the episode in a while.
I was going to say, it's different if you go into a place knowing that you're going to win sex toys as opposed to,
I was just saying,
happy birthday, random guy, thanks.
Rain out of here's that conversation. Butt plug.
Anytime I've ever randomly got a sex toy, I've appreciated it. And didn't know. Like, hey, thanks, I'm glad you're looking out. On the next topic.
Stocking stuffers.
Website is up. It's up. We have a website. So a couple of things about that. I think, well, first off, the contact us part, the email part, is not up yet because you got to get that worked out.
But it's not up.
Well, I created us a MailChimp account or whatever it's called.
A what?
Hey, are they going to be our sponsor?
It's called MailChimp.
Yeah.
Chimp. And it's a way to help.
As opposed to a female chimp?
It's to help control so we won't get a lot of spam into our account, email account, and all that stuff. But also.
Oh, you don't want the chick saying, hey, do you want a live cam?
Yeah, no. And we got we also have created a Patron or however, Patreon or whatever.
Patreon page.
Patreon page. And I've not. Wait, that'll be on there at some point, too.
You get Patronuses?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd totally be a badger.
Well, I don't think you get to pick your own.
I'm going to be a giraffe, for sure.
The one thing I think this
Why
will...
Why do you get to be a giraffe?
I don't know. It'd be fun.
Because they have similar hair?
Yeah. That's true.
Do they?
I don't know. I picture that if a giraffe has human features, it might have your hairstyle.
Maybe.
And still Chris Rock's voice. And then who was the giraffe? And it was David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
fits
totally
pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
How come nobody ever says they're hung like a giraffe?
I don't know.
How is our giraffes hung?
I'll Google it.
Skinny. Yeah.
What if they have like a giant?
It's
like
your arm.
Fat, short penis.
It's like
that'd be so weird.
They had the Danny DeVito penis.
How do you know what Danny DeVito's penis looks like?
Look at him.
He's probably hung.
Yeah, maybe he's a tripod, man. It doesn't have far to go to get down to the floor.
True.
That's just a normal size, but we don't know because he's so short.
One good thing about having the podcast up is it does have all of our social tabs on it. So now instead, if someone comes up to ask you, say, hey, how can we find you? Just tell them to go to therapcast.com. They can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everything from there.
I told you.
Let's
like
see
an
what
arm.
These like giraffe penises look like.
Giraffe penis looks like a...
arm.
Like an arm holding a baseball.
Yeah.
It's not that big.
Yeah, that's a like huge knob on the end.
Like a baby's arm holding
a
carrot. Yeah.
A carrot?
The fuck kind of carrots do you eat?
Organic.
I don't think so. Those are some Monsanto carrots right there.
It's like old school where he's like got the carrot. He's like tickling underneath.
Oh, the Andy Dick. Yeah. Also, here we go. Next topic. And I'll blow through these. You brought this up earlier.
Pun intended.
Yeah, you brought through this earlier. Last episode was a good episode.
I thought so.
I mean, to judge ourselves, I think one reason is the structure we had of the beers and topics. And I'm kind of thinking about not bringing back the topical six-pack per se, but maybe like a six-pack of segments. And like we have the segments, but we make finite segments. So the first segment is always We Are Back. That's it.
Sure.
And the final one is always toss it to Missy. And we're always going to get off a topic. We're going to move. And we can always use the toss it to Missy to bring out random stuff that we didn't talk about during the episode. But I think the hard segues made it a better episode. I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That.
Yeah. Bender is just going down a rabbit hole of animal penises. Over
Blue whales have a penis that is 12 inches in diameter and 10 feet long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. They're the largest penis of an animal.
Try putting that in your mouth.
Yeah.
And the tapir... has a 19-inch penis. He can use it to scratch his own back. It looks like a pig horse thing from Africa.
A pig horse.
A pig horse.
That's what it looks like. When you
show me
it,
a picture of the day. It looks like
a pig horse.
Kind of looks like a grape and an elephant. Okay.
It's like a pig and a horse fucked, and then
I would almost say aardvark more.
Get the fuck out of here. People gotta Google aardvark now.
I think I know what an aardvark looks like.
It looks like a hairy miniature rhino.
It's a fucking pig horse. It's a pig horse.
Pig horse. This is why we don't let him put the episode descriptions up.
Nope.
Pig horse.
Jesus.
So yeah, like I said, we can spiral off from there. But I'm just throwing it out there. I thought it flowed really well. Yeah. I can't wait for. And I don't know if you guys saw this. Their Christmas. They have a Christmas 12 pack. So it won't Woo-hoo. Be blind. But I feel like we should get that Christmas 12 pack and that be our beer review for the sure. December.
Well, if you called them and asked them for it and made it blind and we purchased it on our
own. Yeah, but they're posting it on the internet.
Yeah, they've set them up out in the store and all that stuff. So.
By the way, I don't know what you said because I was looking at the penises, but I'm good with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I said you're fired. Put your headphone down. And
can't fire me. I quit.
I'm not getting paid, goddammit. And then the final thing that I've got before we do throw to Missy and we just get all crazy, which we can spend most of the time on that, is merchandise. It's on its way.
Now, we're gonna have merchandise. Mailed
it? Well, the it's not on its way.
Fuck.
All
this
I gotta
came
do
out
is
of
pay
our
for
bank
it.
Account, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, the T-shirts we're gonna at least the minimum order is 12, so that'll give us a couple of shirts.
Sure.
And then I thought we could up the order from there. This was a place called
don't plug them unless they pay us.
Well, Shane turned me on to them because that's where he gets his shirts. They're giving us a good deal on it. I don't all know right, that they're
is it a local place.
That's out of Wentzville.
Definitely.
Oh, sweet.
That.
We should definitely plug them.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I'll look it up while we're all shooting the shit here in a second. But yeah, so I figured, you know, maybe start with just shirts for us. Maybe a double that order. Maybe give shirts to people that come on the show or when we're in a public place and people get a shirts. And maybe at some point, I don't know, ask people, especially when the website's up, you can go there and you can send. I mean, we can always monetize it. Like, I don't know if people want to buy shirts for $10 when we're at a place. I mean, these shirts aren't costing us a lot. But those are all I have to do on those is they've got the prints. They've got the proof up to me. All I got to do is click order. The other thing is I've gotten like 13 bids back. I don't like any of them. Andrew's reaching out to their person where they got theirs to tell me how much. Pint glasses. Pint glasses are a must.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, and also not even purchases, but, you know, when we do these, one thing the ABC guys did that I liked was rate our show. And, like, this month, for anybody that goes and reviews the show on iTunes, take a picture of it, send it to us. We'll randomly pick one person. They get a $25 gift card. But if we have pint glasses and a T-shirt, you randomly get a pint glass and a T-shirt for reviewing, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
$25 per episode?
No.
They do it like every once in a while.
They'd give it like a 30-day window, and they'd pull one person's name, and that person get a $25 card.
That sounds like a big loss leader there.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Can we get a T-shirt cannon? I've always wanted to shoot a T-shirt cannon.
And we're just going to shoot it at each other in the studio?
I mean, when we go to the beer sauce shop.
Yeah. Oh, so we can knock beer off the shelf. Hey,
I did not think it all the way through.
There's that $80 bottle of whiskey.
I don't want to like Maud Flanders.
I stopped at T-shirt cannon and was like, I'm in.
And it was your own idea.
Yeah.
So in his head, he goes, what else could be cool? A T-shirt cannon.
That's exactly how it works.
Silent.
That's like I was watching something on Facebook with like a paintball tanks. And I'm like, oh, cool, a tank that you could drive around that has like a paintball gun on it. But the tanks were so slow, somebody could just like sneak around it and just shoot the guy in the back of the head.
That seems reasonable.
It's a good in theory, but bad execution.
Absolutely.
So I didn't bring a whole lot per se this episode. I know Bender had some other things to talk about, and I do have one or two things that maybe we can shoot the shit on
a lot
here
of hot
in a little
takes
bit
tonight.
So I guess on that point, with what would normally on a normal week would be our last segment of throwing it to Missy, but we always got to start with Missy.
I have two things.
Oh my God! Yay! What? Everybody, finish your beers.
Hashtag first time ever.
That's a new drinking rule.
Oh, I thought we were.
Yeah, okay.
Fists.
Yeah, that'll work. Do it again. Do it again. Paper covers rock.
Nerd.
If we throw it to Missy and she says, yeah, I don't have anything, you take a drink. If she does have something, you kill your drink.
Oh, there you go.
Let's hear what the Missy has to say.
One, I'm mad at Jeremy.
Oh, shit.
We were
boy.
At the beer sauce shop.
Peek behind the curtain
over
here.
The weekend getting our Abraxas.
Abraxas, which was delicious.
And the listener that called Jeremy out the last time he saw him came in. And Jeremy did not fucking introduce me as the flop.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, I should have done that.
Whoa,
how fucking rude is that?
Did you hear your voice?
No,
no, no.
I don't
he
know.
Saw me first. Okay. I mean,
he came directly up to Jeremy to give him a you know, a
second
handshake.
Question.
He did not give me a hug.
I'm about to say, give you a hug.
Was he attractive? And maybe Jeremy doesn't want to introduce
he
you because he's
going
to leave you for him.
No.
Well, that's my question is, did he hear your voice? Because if he heard your voice and he's a fan of the show, like he says, he should pick
up
on that.
Well, I would assume if he saw a woman standing by Jeremy, if he listens, he should know who the woman in Jeremy's
life
is.
Maybe he didn't want to assume anything.
To quote the long lost, or the rest in peace, ODB, ODB is maybe once he heard your voice, he couldn't get another, or he wouldn't another woman be able to get moist. I don't know. I don't know how
no,
it goes.
Quit trying
hey, you ruined that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sir, I'm blaming you.
Oh, I guess Sweet that is my fault. I do need that mental note.
Mental note.
Always introduce her as the flop.
Did you know I'm not
going to
introduce myself because I Here is am a scaredy cat.
It will be funny to see other people's reaction. Well, yeah,
are you playing the bottle caps?
Yeah, yeah. It will be.
Yeah. What is that?
Anytime Jeremy's a hypocrite, take a drink.
Yeah. When Jeremy gets in trouble, he starts fidgeting.
Yeah. Maybe it would be fun to hear other people's reactions around us that aren't aware. Why is that guy calling his wife a flop?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I mean, come on.
Some girl pulls her aside. I would not take that shit.
Yeah.
From
him. That's okay. I like it.
In the bedroom, he flips that flop.
Oh.
That was just as bad as my ODB. Yeah.
Well, at least I got it out in a timely manner.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Hey, did Rachel just text?
No, she's home.
Oh.
The alarm told me they unlocked the doors.
So. Topic number two.
Deuce.
Arby's buying that's a good one. Buffalo Wild Wings for like $2.5 to $3 billion fucking dollars. What the hell?
Not only did Arby have the meats, but they have the paychecks to make the
technically, the it's not Arby's that's buying them. It's technically
Wendy's.
Now you're doing it again.
I
you trumped me.
Whatever. It's whoever bought Wendy's, and then they bought Arby's, and now they're buying Buffalo. It's this like group of
I saw the headlines.
So it says Arby's. Yeah. It
said Arby's. It said Arby's.
It's called clickbait, motherfucker.
No, it was a news site.
Right, it's still clickbait.
All I know is they need Chipotle to get the diarrhea trifecta.
Yeah. Mm.
I just don't know. I mean, not only do they have the meats, but they've cornered the chicken as well.
That is an insane amount of money.
It is a lot of money.
Does anybody else here get diarrhea after Buffalo Wild Wings, or is it just me?
It's just you, dude.
Just you. Oh, God.
It would make sense of the four of us. You have the weak-willed constitution or stomach.
Oh, yeah. It tears through me like Sherman through the South.
No,
that's a dated reference.
I agree with you at Hooters.
All of our Civil War vets don't get that. The only ones that buy it.
Honestly, I really didn't get it. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyways.
He was trying to
I was talking to my own thing.
Yeah. Go figure.
I don't remember what I was going to say now.
Something about Arby's buying.
Wow. Oh, yeah. No, I lost it.
I got it. Next time you poo-poo on something I fucking bring, I'm punching you.
Nice.
I didn't poo-poo on
you
it.
Did.
I just said that they didn't technically buy it.
Did it feel like he poo-pooed?
Typical
hold on.
Rule.
Let's get a rule.
Well, technically.
Hold on. Let's get a ruling. Did he poo-poo on it?
He poo-pooed on it.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah. What do you got?
You see this?
You got something. Oh, you about got. You got just. It's a pig sticker.
I didn't
really want to call it
lot.
Anything else.
I just. Thought we'd bring up something a little different, and I think I lost
like
is this
beer
animal
or
penis
movie
related?
Or?
No penis related, but the 2017 Webster's Dictionary Word of the Year came out today.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We were gonna play a game.
Oh yeah, we should have.
Oh,
from henceforth, we will use this word as much as we can the rest of the episode. And every time you hear it, take a drink.
Complicit,
excluding that time.
Yeah.
Complicit.
Yeah. There,
that
take
was
a
the
drink.
One. So I guess, I went back because I was kind of curious.
They're going to have to be complicit with these rules and take a drink every time they hear it.
Yeah. Do I?
Why is that the word of the year?
You don't have to.
Oh, good.
I don't know. President
because
Trump.
President Trump and complicit this and complicit. It's whatever word is most used. 2016, so I went back. I was curious. We won't go all the way back forever, but 2016 was surreal, and it beat fascism barely.
Oh, that makes sense. I can see fascism.
Wow.
Yeah.
2015 must have been a very slow news year because it was ism, whatever the fuck that is.
Oh, everybody adds ism to everything?
Yeah, but I don't remember that.
Ism.
2015 was a boring year.
It really was.
We had Obama as president. No wars.
Yeah. No, we had two wars, though.
Oh, did we?
We did have two wars. Oh, yeah. Nobody cared about them, but we did have them.
Sure, there were plenty of shootings.
2014 was culture.
What?
2013 was science. 2012 was socialism and capitalism. So the bottom line is, every non-election year, the words are stupid.
Or at least are more
more regular.
Pop culturally motivated as opposed to politically motivated.
Yeah. 2009, 2008 was ballot.
Election year.
2009 was Obamish? Adam? I don't know. Is that a B? That's a B. Anyways, 2010's austerity.
Admonish.
It is a D.
Holy fuck, tards, man. You just cannot. You words.
I think I'm going blind.
You have an Achilles heel. It's
you
words.
You got LASIK. You're going to have to get reading glasses.
I'm going to have to get reading glasses.
Apparently, your weakness is the English language.
Yeah, it is. I didn't have my beer all the way now.
I just thought it was interesting that every election area year, it's always some sort of stupid word about elections.
I don't even have to throw to him as a ruling. That is interesting, John.
2008, bailout.
When Enron.
I remember getting my check. That was nice.
Now, what do you got? You had something else you want to talk about?
The Avengers trailer. You
fucking awesome.
Looked great.
Yeah. I did have a complaint. Not a huge complaint. Not as much as some
huge
set. Huge.
Huge?
Yeah,
some sections of the interwebs are saying they did not like the way Thanos looks. I will say this: when Thanos arrives, fucking helmet needs to be on. Because he looks
really,
yeah, he should have came. He's wore it in the trailers. I mean, in the post-credit scenes. So when he walked out, having the traditional Thanos should have been the first image that we saw of him. I think
maybe just like got out of the shower and was
and
like,
put
yeah,
on the
let's throw
gauntlet
on a shirt.
And, put on this shirt. This gauntlet go rules of ass. there's some good memes on there of how he looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin, bald head and a little bit of like a beard thing. And there's a lot of memes how he shows up and just beats the X-Men's ass.
It's
so.
A former Goonie Josh Brolin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when he walks
he's
through,
ripped, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't even see him.
It doesn't matter.
But he's ripped. He's ripped for his role as Cable.
Cable. Yeah.
Oh.
But like when he walks out in the trailer, there's a edit to where it's the broken glass. So that's
really?
Funny. Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Does he walk on it?
No. No. That's just Stone Cold thing. It's a wrestling thing.
So this.
Oh, I was like walking on.
Oh, keep
glass.
On walking on. Walking. He did. He. Boom, I'm wondering boom, he didn't boom, take off boom. Of that.
So the trailer pretty much gives everything away.
Like what? What's it give away?
Gives you a little Spidey sense action.
It gives away that Thanos. It's an Infinity War.
I know. I like it. I'm not complaining.
Speaking of which, shout out to Adam for asking a good question on the old Facebook page.
How's that a shout out?
No, I mean, was it a good question?
I don't remember the
fuck,
question.
I don't know.
It was
trying
the one
shout out our fans. So we get little.
It was the guy asked if how come Earth is so wimpy.
Oh yeah, that was a good question.
I know because it's an easier story to tell. but yeah, I guess if three of them are on, I gotta acquiesce to his.
Yeah, your argument was solid, but they're talking about Wakanda stones? Having the fifth one.
How many stones are there?
The
five?
Soul Stone.
Five.
Golden rings.
Golden ring.
No, it looks awesome though. And then after so there's Infinity Part 1.
Yeah,
and
they
part
have
two.
They don't have a name for the second one yet.
And then I think
But real quick, still staying on the trailer. Best part of the trailer though.
Get this man a shield.
That's the two best parts was Bearded Cap and that line, and then the other one was who the hell are you guys?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
And it got me giddy.
They gave away the old Thor lost his eye in the movie though.
Oh yeah! If you hadn't seen Thor Ragnarok, you wouldn't know.
Because if you
he's
go back and
eye.
Look at the trailers for Thor, he's got his eye through the whole thing.
So what happens when these people that play these characters don't want to do this anymore?
So I think at the end of this one,
reset.
Cap and
I don't think
Junior will
do
be
that.
Dead. I
and
think
supposedly that, and maybe even Spider-Man.
Really?
He just came on board.
You cannot reset Spider-Man again. We
no, but what
do
you
it.
Can do is go with Miles Morales.
You can.
Yeah, in the same universe. So.
I don't like
we
it.
We just got that kid.
I'm not as big a fan, but I don't like the whole reset thing.
Well, it's not. It's a reset in an instance. They're going to keep that story. Like, it'll still be this all shared universe, and that's a history. It'll just be more focused on other characters and things of that
like
nature.
Like Ms. Marvel and, I don't know, that probably Doctor Strange will probably go on again, which
he's
I just rewatched
a couple
that.
More
it's pretty good.
Oh, it's solid. It's a solid movie, yeah.
Ant-Man and Wasp, I think they have another movie after this one, right?
And that movie's done.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and Wasp is done. So, and then they rolled out the list of 20 films after Avengers.
Oh, really? See, I didn't see that.
20 more films. So, we're going to get, by the time we're in our 60s, we're going to have 100 Marvel movies and 75 Star Wars movies.
And 6 good DC movies.
Yeah. Out of 30. Out of 30. 6 out of 30.
So... You never really were into the Marvel, but are we getting too many now, do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
You think so?
Well, how many do you think they should release a year? Like two?
I think it should be like Star Wars. Two at the most.
one per a year. Studio. Star Wars is one a year.
Well, they do. Okay, you're right. Because it's one.
Well, how many Marvel movies came out this year? Three?
Yeah, I think so.
We got Thor. We got.
Did Spider-Man come out in the summer?
Spider-Man. Yeah, we got. What else do we get?
We're going to have Black Panther before the end of the
year. That's next year.
Is that next year?
Next, Black Panther and Infinity War next year. Ant-Man and Wasp are next year.
Either way.
It's a lot, though.
It's five movies within, like, between May and May. There's usually at least two or three.
Yeah. I think that's a lot. And when you look at, like, an 18-month calendar, it's like you get a movie and its sequel and then some movies in between. Yeah. So
it's not that bad.
I'll take a beer, though, if you would grab me one.
Sure.
Any beer will do. I'll go pale ale. I don't like your Kinsale Stout.
It's okay.
Sorry, Urban Chestnut. I don't like it.
You know, we could always replace Side Project with talking shit on Urban Chestnut. They've never liked us. And they don't follow us.
That's true. And they don't seem like the type that will follow us.
No. I mean, that's awfully judgmental of you. I gotta tell you
what, I'd follow you guys.
Nah.
To hell and back.
Yeah.
Run away, I will follow.
Everybody take a drink.
I would not follow Missy, but it's got nothing to do with her leadership. It's got everything to do with that eventually I'd get in front of her and walk faster.
Oh, so
you don't like seeing her walk in front of you?
No, I just feel like I'm the one that always drives.
So we were all standing in the kitchen earlier, and you know how when our doors open, the alarm says whatever door is opening. Beep, beep. It goes beep, 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 and then it tells you what door is opening. So I was standing closer to the garage, and everyone else was in the actual kitchen part, and it said beep, beep, beep. And I was like, oh, shit. So I like...
She thought somebody was storming in.
I walked quickly towards Jeremy because I did not know what was going on. Mm-hmm. But it was Kaylin messing with the sliding glass
door. This is why I would leave.
But I was scared.
Yeah.
I was like, I wanted him to save me. Kaylin, that's why he'd be walking me.
To frame it a little better, mm-hmm. Kaylin was not at the handle part. She was at the other end, so she was just like barely touching it. Mm-hmm. She touched it just enough to set it off. So at a glance, you would have thought someone just randomly opened the door and barged in. Which has happened in our house before. Not that they barged in, but those things have... set off, like the magnets that are the sticky tape they use will fall off, and then I've got to grab a weapon and walk through the house, and other than my manly guns, it's always a good time. Like, as this happens,
have a gun
at least once a month. It happens to where I get woke up and say, Jeremy, I heard a noise.
That's a little excessive. It's more like maybe every twice every three months.
I'll give her that. Two times out of every 3 months.
Twice a quarter.
That's not too bad. Bosnians.
Yeah, man. Those.
Listen, you know, if the apocalypse happens, this cul-de-sac is straight. We're good.
I mean, Nerman is...
Assuming Scott's got a lot of guns.
He's got one, but Nerman's like Heimdall. I mean, he sees everything, man. Really? He stays up there with his big sword and surveys the entire neighborhood.
Yeah, over the weekend, I woke up to this. I didn't know if it was like me dreaming that someone knocked on the door or someone actually needed something, so I waited.
Have you heard
like,
the word of Jesus?
Hold on. This story has a conclusion.
This was like in the middle
of
the night, so I didn't know.
Middle of the night? I thought it was Saturday morning.
Like, it woke me up. And so I tell Jeremy, I'm like, I woke up to a knocking, but I didn't know what it was. And he had gone up to see Nerman Saturday morning, and apparently kids were running around knocking on doors.
That's the politically correct way you say that now. When I was a kid, it was something completely different.
Yeah, it was for me, too. Well, I didn't say it, but people said.
I said ding-dong ditch, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And why? Let's examine that. We don't have to say it out loud. But was that a notorious thing black people did, like, back in the day?
Why was it called that?
I didn't really even hear
that until, like, 5 years ago.
Really?
Oh, God, you should have grew up in Southeast Missouri.
Or North County.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, places where there are, in fact, black people, and the other half is incredibly racist toward black people.
I didn't meet my first black person until 15. I grew up in West County.
What? What did you do? Is this a true story?
No, I'm making fun of my West County effort.
He sold it well, though.
You did go to a private school, and
everybody knows those little uppity private school bitches.
I did. Going back to the waking up in the middle of the night the other night, I guess I don't know. I must have dreamed that I heard something, but I thought I heard something, so I woke
That's
up.
What I did, yeah.
And I'm like, I jump out of bed, and I'm like, we got an alarm now, and I'm like, but I'm walking around, and I'm all nervous, and I'm like, Chase, let's go downstairs.
The attack dog got his chase.
He goes, he's what the fuck ever, Dad?
Cowering in the corner. I'm like, is there something for real in the house? Because no, he's not coming.
You scared him half to death.
I'm like, come on, man, go.
He will not go.
When you open a door, does your alarm beep?
Yeah.
No, you got to turn that on. That just saves you from when your kids get older.
Yeah. No, it's
no
nice.
Sneaking out of our house.
I kind of feel bad because our kids won't be able to sneak out.
Fuck that noise.
But at the same time, I'm glad.
But you don't have it on every window, though, right? So they can get out the windows.
Yeah, no, they can't.
They just can't get back in.
We set the motion sensors on at night so they can get
the
out the upstairs window.
The only windows, are upstairs. What do you think they're going to jump out?
They'll find a way to trick
If we hear a thud, then we know they're sneaking out their window.
There's probably some Reddit out there right now of kids figuring out how to sneak out
of
their parents'
house. If
Kaylin has one of those roll-up ladders underneath her bed that she throws out the back window. Yeah.
I've watched the movie Sneakers in the 90s. They have to move.
Ooh, the sexy Robert Redford?
Yeah, they have to move slower than 1 inch per second to not set off the motion sensor.
What's that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones where she's like dives through the beams? Entrapment?
Yes.
Sean Connery.
You remember that other scene in that movie? Right. No one remembers that movie.
No, just the one where her butt slides down to the ground.
What happened to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
I think
she married Michael Douglas and gave him mouth cancer.
I was going to say, her husband had mouth cancer.
Everybody assumes that it was, from a little down.
Cotylingus.
Yeah.
No, wait. Missy can't say it.
I think it's probably from all the women he sexually harassed.
Whoa!
Oh, we can't make accusations.
You can't throw those out all willy-nilly.
Not to disparage the good name of Michael Douglas. Yeah. In fact, he was sexually harassed and disclosed.
Hey, by the way, you do get throat cancer from cotylingus.
Really?
That's proven.
Hmm.
My wife.
Now it's con?
It's con. Isn't it con? Cana?
Caniglius.
Caniglius? It is not Caniglius.
It's cunnilingus.
It's a cunnilingus. Star Trek character. Caniglius.
Colonel Lingus.
It's the cells in your throat are the same as on the labia, I think. Maybe. Yeah, I have to ask my wife.
Oh, so guys can get it.
Can
guys
get it
can, well, women can get it too. It's not mutually exclusive.
No, I mean, let's
can
let's
you
assume.
Get it when the person has HPV?
Yes.
Okay, that's
so you get throat cancer from that. You can get it from that.
And let me not be insensitive. Let's assume, just for this conversation, that we live in a heterosexual world.
Yeah.
In a heterosexual world.
Then girls can't get it. Because I do not want to give girls an excuse not to mouth party guys anymore.
No, it's only
for women.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. So that's what I meant when I said girls can't.
But like, if you ever watch, you guys
porn?
Still have cable.
No.
You guys also have cable, but like, if you ever watch anything on Hulu or any of those, you get the same fucking commercial over and over again. You ever see that commercial?
You
where
get
it's like
the same commercial on regular TV too.
But it's like the same one. Like, there's no switching it up. But anyways, there's always that one that's like, I didn't know that you. Did you know that you can get cancer? And it's like a kid who's like in his early 20s, and it keeps going backwards. And it's the girl, and then it's the mom. And at the end, it's like, did you know, mom? And I'm like, oh, it's terrible. And Rachel's always like, I worked on that research. Mm-hmm. She really did. She wrote a paper. She got a chapter in a book.
Yeah, but I don't think she got that commercial.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, so tell her get off.
I think
she
got like $100 for the chapter, though.
Get off your high horse.
But
she didn't write
her
that commercial.
Ass to write that.
Oh yeah, it was like 5 years worth of work for $100. Totally worth it.
She got screwed.
But you could say she's a published
congratulations,
author.
Congratulations, babe.
Yeah, she is a public.
In case she's listening,
she deserved and got her name in print.
She'll listen to this episode. She'll listen to the second one, and we talk shit on her, and then she'll listen to this one and be like, "I fucking hate you, Jim. It's over."
Yeah, I waited a year and a half, and you're still talking shit on me.
So what's more important, being a published author or being a host of a podcast that's got, two listeners?
I'm pretty sure that we've gotten enough free shit that, like, I've gotten paid more than her.
Yeah.
And, by the way, we just got our second best month ever after recording our three lowest days in a row in a long time. And that was Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I told Missy, I go, wow, we really tanked. And then we rebounded. Back-to-back biggest days ever.
Nice.
So that means people intentionally got done with their family day, and they downloaded us. And so we had I think we actually were within like 10, 20 downloads by the time I left work of us beating our previous high.
What's our record?
Just under 11,000
in
1 month. Yeah, yeah, we're actually, our low end is now around 6,000, 7,000.
It's pretty good. So, how much per episode?
Do the math, man. Divide it. Well, it's hard to track down completely by episode because some of these are old episodes being downloaded and stuff. So,
I did have one more thing. Okay. I'm sorry.
I had a good segue before you get into anything.
Oh, go ahead. Segue away.
Speaking of wives and porn, So last weekend was a free weekend of HBO and Showtime.
Yep.
And Kelly turned it on to Showtime at like 12:30 on Saturday morning. She's like, oh my God, what's going on?
There's like, not a clever name like Skinamax, but Showtime has them too. Yeah.
Oh, it's Show It All the Time.
Yeah,
it's not clever.
That's not clever. You guys have never heard Show It All the Time?
It's not that bad. That was pretty good. It's his like second best one tonight.
Skinamax though is like
Skinamax is more
popular. Classic
though. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's Show It All the Time. Like after like 11 o'clock on the weekends, they show porn. She had no idea. I thought that was common knowledge.
What the fuck movie was it?
It's softcore porn.
You know, it's all that softcore porn.
Wait,
oh, in the morning. I was thinking like he was 12:30 p.m.
No, a.m.
Oh, a.m. Yeah, I was thinking p.m. too.
You guys were rock stars that night.
I was just thinking like 50 Shades of Grey was on.
We're not rock star.
They're not much different.
That's what I'm saying. I just thought 50 Shades of Grey was popping on.
Those movies have lost their shine because the internet has such accessible, real hardcore porn, and movies like 50 Shades of Grey are essentially that with similar plots, just as viable plots.
Back in the day, hotels made most of their money off businessmen watching porn.
Yeah,
but no one wants to watch a porn that actually has a storyline.
I don't know.
I like a little story.
Hey,
if you get your hand caught in the sink, I'm intrigued.
Stuck.
Because you just want the hand. Hand's going to come out.
No, it's
not that guy.
Stuck porn. By the way, it's not a drinking rule, but anytime Tom says the word porn, throw your phone out the window.
Yeah. Just punch Tom.
Yeah. Download a picture of Tom and whack him right in the face.
I just read an article on the porn. I don't even know.
Was this your segue?
I just
kind of
sound like a pirate.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't what I was going to talk about.
Not a really cool pirate either.
No.
That
beer
came
on my face.
Way over here.
You got him right in the face. All that porn.
You got to pay extra for that
all
money.
All that porn talk, and he hit you right in the face.
Right in the money shot. Anyways, I just read an article. It said that porn stars in the 90s, the big changes or whatever, like, you know, the girls don't have the big fake boobs and everything anymore. But they used to make like upwards of $100,000 a year to do porn, and now it's like the average is like $50,000.
Oh, I thought it. Well, Jenna Jameson was like millions.
Yeah,
of
but
dollars.
I think she was like
she
an
was
exception.
The exception.
There were a couple though that were like
Sasha Grey was probably one of the last ones.
And did you
who,
know,
by the way, is a horrible playing actress?
Oh yeah, she was bad on Entourage. She's got that.
She just played herself. On
she
Entourage.
Was in yeah, but she was in that movie that we watched the where they sat her on the table and had the
girlfriend experience.
Would you rather? It was the Would You Rather.
Would You Rather?
Movie.
Yeah. She was in like a B-mummy horror movie. Not very good. Hmm. She's also got some music
40?
Coming out. Or she's got some song out. I can't remember.
Sasha
with Eminem.
40?
Yeah. I don't know. She
I'm looking
old.
It up. I think you're
by the way, also, just by watching those Real Sexes and all those things back in the 90s and stuff, it was like 3-1 in the pay scale, women above men. It's the one industry where women can say, we get paid way better than men.
Unless you do a black guy,
or the only way men could compete is if they also did gay porn.
Yep.
And there was actually guys on there that were like, you know, we're not gay, but we do the gay porn so we can make a paycheck. Gay for pay. Yeah. That's it. That's where that came from, probably.
Probably.
I would assume so.
Hard times.
Yeah.
I listened to a pretty good podcast today.
Random Ass Podcast, episode 109?
Yeah, I did listen to some of that.
She's 29.
She seems 40.
Practically 40 in Bender's world. Yeah. Give her kids.
If she's 29 porn and practically
like
40, how the fuck old are you?
57.
That is no doubt. They make more contact than a running back. Their careers are short.
Yeah.
All that mileage.
That's what I'm saying. Like she was in and she was literally in and out of porn.
They hit the hole harder than Le'Veon Bell.
Nice.
Oh, wait a minute. There's got to be some kind of labia bell. I don't know. We can make a joke out of that. I'm sure there's something there.
We workshop that
later. Maybe your next year's fantasy team that.
Yeah, labia bell. The labia bells.
Oh, jeez.
I listened to
Bibs.
As long as I can still be mixing with kids.
That's all you. As long as he's still in the league, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Now finish your thought.
I listened to this podcast by Gilman Media, Science Versus. Tag them so that we get.
Let me write it down.
Science Versus. It's a pretty good podcast where they take like, you know, popular theories like you think you know everything about, and then they actually test them. And today I listened to the one on Molly and Ecstasy, and it turns out it's not as bad as everyone says it is, as long as you don't do it all the time.
Yeah, and stay hydrated.
In moderation. Yeah.
But as long as you do it in moderation, it has no permanent effects on your brain.
Everything in moderation,
I felt
but cocaine and heroin.
For 2 days. Like, I looked at the copier at my work, and I was like, how do I work this?
Yeah, that's because it's a serotonin thing. So like, if you get like super wasted and get dehydrated, also, it will kind of mess you up.
I was barely affected by it.
People who have anxiety disorders and stuff, they were using it.
You don't take it.
No. They use it to like calm people down. They were using it in the '80s. No real permanent effects, and it's a lot. It's a big scare tactic. But go have fun, kids.
Well, yeah. Moral of this story is do drugs. Hey, speaking of,
I thought it was interesting.
Speaking of what they used it for, Missy had a little post today on the Facebooks in which Dusty tagged something. Vibrators were originally used to calm down hysterical women.
Yeah. Doctors tired of masturbating hysterical women.
How do you ever get tired of that?
Wait, the doctors
used to masturbate? Get carpal tunnel.
It used to be a prescription that they'd have to masturbate the girls.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's not creepy.
The doctoring has changed over the years. Yeah.
It's like that one guy that was the
U.S.
gymnast. Yeah. He's like, coach. I heard this. This is what they used to do back in the day.
He wasn't a bad guy.
He used to say, this is just a treatment I do.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just behind on his medical journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Man, you really got to start going to the conferences, man.
I keep trying.
Yeah, we got rid of finger blasting 15-year-old girls. Like,
is it finger banging?
Yeah, which one is this?
Finger banging or finger blasting?
I thought we decided it was
depending on how hard you go.
Just a throwback to one of our other podcasts that we don't do anymore.
Anyways, I just thought it was interesting.
Anyways, back on topic.
No, I want to do Molly. I don't. And I never would.
You don't need to.
I'm super scared I'd freak out.
Yeah, you would.
I was the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, Rachel always goes shopping. And then I do, when she gets home, we go to Fast Eddie's with a couple of my buddies.
All the time. Did you do it this year?
I did. And it's $47 to ride from Florissant to my house in an Uber.
Fuck around.
Wow. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember getting home.
I, on Black Friday, had explosive diarrhea.
Oh, that sucks.
Did you have Buffalo Wallings?
My grandma. Yeah. My grandma poisoned me. Might have killed you.
We all ate the same food.
I ate a lot of the dressing.
Maybe your intestines are just weak.
Anyways, one of the guys we were with, I'm talking to him, and like, I cannot hold a conversation with him. His name's Bones. You know Bones from softball?
Yeah.
Big skinny dude. Looks like a live skeleton.
Yep.
Is that what they call him, Bones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't stretch too far. Anyways, I'm talking to him. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, I took the Molly too early, and I'm kind of freaking out now. I'm like, what do you mean you took it too early? He's like, everybody else said they were going to take it, and then I took it, and then nobody else took it.
I'm
like, wow. Like, your friends are dicks, Bones.
So what you should say is, I didn't take the Molly too early. What you should say is, I took Molly, period. And there's the problem.
Now, they usually all do take it. I don't. And then a couple of my other friends don't, but everybody else does.
I feel like ecstasy is for kids.
I don't know.
It does feel like a college thing.
Okay, so it's Blackout Friday, and it's literally like they're fucking 12 years old. I mean, I partake, but not...
He's invited me, and I won't do it.
You partake in the liquid?
You won't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
I love it. Like, I ran into some friends. I ran into some girls that we used to work with.
Yep.
And they were like, we saw you over there, but your friends are idiots, and I didn't want to come say hi. And I'm like, no, I get it.
They said that to you?
Yeah. I was like, nope, makes total sense.
She said, story checks out.
Yeah. And you don't know most of these guys.
No, I don't know. So I can say that.
They're wild. Yeah. It's fun. Good time. It usually ends up in some sort of weird fight, or we all almost die at one point or another, but it's a tradition.
Seems like you should keep that up then.
Yeah.
Maybe
now you
alter
go back
it.
To your nice house. And
maybe you can take that tradition and add a little bit of maturity to it and alter it. Yeah, fuck that noise.
That seems stupid.
Yeah. Tom, I don't think you had much of this random segment here except for that one that you segued into, but what else you got?
I got things.
What you got?
All right. New show I'm watching on Netflix, very good, called Godless.
Is that a show? It's not a movie?
It's a miniseries, I think.
It's a miniseries.
What didn't you say you
seven
wanted
episodes.
To watch?
I did say that.
It is seven
an hour
episodes.
And a half each. About
empower. Just, it's like a feminazi western, right?
It's kind of sold that way, but so far I haven't kind of gotten there yet. So, long story of this show: there's a town called LaBelle. It's a town.
It's a chick name, dude.
It's a chick name. It's a town run mostly by women because all the men died in a mining accident. Most of the men, anyway. And then Jeff Daniels plays like this evil gang leader who's tracking down a guy who used to be in his gang, and
comes to town.
Comes to town.
And they regulate.
So when the man comes to town?
The man comes to town. Anyway, Sam Watterson, who is best known for his role as DA Jack McCoy in Law & Order, is a marshal in it. Mm-hmm. And he has got a fucking awesome...
Law don't go around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a great stash.
Yeah, you said that.
I do want to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's I guess it's the second to last episode or last episode. One of the largest shootouts ever filmed for a non-cinema film.
Yeah, really? I'm looking forward to it.
And they say they do a better job. Very sprawling, hard thing to do. They did.
Did you ever watch, was that Hell or High Water? Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels. Yeah, there's a Bohannon in it. There's a Jeremy Bohannon in it. Yeah.
Is there really?
Cullen. His name is Cullen Bohannon.
I heard it's good.
It's very good.
It's got a long lost relative of mine.
It's got Common in it. Didn't like the way Common left the show, but other than that, it's a good show.
Did he hip hop his way off of it?
No, he went crazy and they shot him in the head.
Oh,
he fought a bear though.
Did anybody has anybody started Punisher yet?
No,
I haven't either. I want to. Got good reviews.
Man, I did you get through the Defenders?
No,
that's not that good. No. I finished it, but I didn't like
Netflix,
it that much.
And Luke Cage wore on me after a while.
I think I watched three episodes.
And Daredevil season two wore
Luke Cage. Once they killed Cottonmouth and Luke Cage, they should have ended the season. Cottonmouth was the best part of that season. Yeah. And then once I killed it, there was like four more episodes. I'm like, come on, man. This is too much.
Too much shit.
They should do six episode shorts.
That's why I feel confident that I'll enjoy Punisher, because it's a lot of murdering people.
Yeah.
So it's a plus.
Yeah.
Daredevil season two is probably, I think, the best Marvel Netflix show.
But you didn't like it?
That was okay.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, that was okay. They start off with high hopes, and it's very hard to live up to them. Yeah. And I like the grounded hero thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
They really really push that the world is separate, you know.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, it is really dumb. Like half that neighborhood was blown up a week ago. Why are you guys all still hanging out there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way.
What else? You gotta have something else. You brought Thines. Of course. With an S on it.
Always kill time. Has anybody been paying attention to the University of Tennessee football coach?
Oh, saga? Kim Jong-un not being, did you see that?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't see this.
Former, Lane Kiffin, who's been former every coach
Lane
in the
Kiffin
world.
Lane Kiffin is a fantastic Twitter follow. If you have
He's a bad person, fantastic Twitter follow. One of the most disloyal coaches in football. And he sent out a tweet because of the debacle that is the Tennessee coaching job. And he said this just in, Kim Jong-un not interested in the Tennessee head coaching job.
And
put a picture of him in the Tennessee. But explain to him what has happened there.
So University of Tennessee looking for a coach. They fired Butch Jones after 5 years.
Which people did not like.
And so what had happened, and this is kind of an interesting social media case study, is on Sunday morning this past week, there was an announcement that later on that night they were going to University of Tennessee was going to announce Greg Schiano. Yeah, Jeremy for pronunciation.
Schiano,
yes. Greg Schiano, who is best known for being the coach of Rutgers for 10 years, and then he was also Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach for a couple years. He's been the defensive coordinator for Ohio State the last 2 years.
Which was a good job. He was doing a good job there.
So the news breaks. The fans revolt because they don't think he's a good enough coach for the university. And through social media, it gets out that to remind people that he was part of the Sandusky trial.
Oh, I did hear this portion.
Because he was a coach during Sandusky's tenure.
Okay.
Under Mike McQuarrie, who was famous for basically being the whistleblower in that, claimed that Schiano, I can't say the guy's name.
Schiano, Greg Schiano.
Greg Schiano.
I know who you're talking about now. Is he redheaded?
Mike McQuarrie is, yes. Okay. Greg Schiano is not. Anyway, so by that night, Tennessee has so much there was protests on the university about they don't want this guy. So the University of Tennessee had to back out. And now they are on every day they're trying to get somebody new. They try to get Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State, try to pay him a lot of money. He turned them down. They went to Jeff Brohm, who's the coach of Purdue. The athletic director gave him a contract. He accepted. The athletic director went to the chancellor and said, hey, we got this deal. Chancellor wouldn't sign off on it.
Why is that? Did they say why he wouldn't sign off?
Because he didn't want to pay that much.
Hmm.
So the athletic director was making a contract.
And as the more people keep turning it down, the more money they're going to have to shell out to someone.
And it's just becoming the laughing stock of the country now. And it's just so fascinating with social media, having fans have enough power now in this age to basically
shit on a coaching hire. Yeah.
But it was just the one guy that they shit on.
But he was not as bad an option as everybody thought. And the connection
to the
Sandusky
thing is what killed it.
Yeah,
I get that.
I think it was a bad option.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I would have loved to play. Hey, I think Mizzou could have beat him.
Yeah,
selfishly.
Wait,
the whole thing was that he was rumored to be complicit in the Sandusky.
that was the part I had a problem with.
But nobody even caught it. Fuckers, drink.
Everybody drank. You didn't hear me go.
I thought that part was unfair. You don't want the guy to be your coach. I get it, but don't fucking disparage and sully his name.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, I mean, I mean, there were so many people sinning in that situation.
I don't know. I think if you knew about it, didn't say nothing, you should have to bow out and go away.
Well, we don't know how much he knew about it and all that stuff.
You're listening to Jerry Sandusky Truthers. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, God. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
Ugh.
There's always a truther about something.
Charles Manson.
Dude, we even had a... Well, we had a troll.
We did. We had a troll. That's not a truther. There's
what happened to that motherfucker?
Yeah, I don't know.
He still pops up every once in a while.
Nope.
Never did.
We outlasted him. In your face, Rapcast sucks.
Yeah.
You can't even spell sucks right.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he will. I'll tweet him.
Yeah. We'll tag him in this episode.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll find out. How about we not tag him and see if he still listens?
Yeah.
So, in other news, we also got the Challenge Champs versus...
CT versus T.O. It's making headlines in regular news.
Right.
I will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
No, Bananas.
You know Terrell Owens.
Bananas went to follow T.O. and he has him blocked.
T.O. it gets in. We don't know how big of a fight yet, but they teased it. Then they showed the build-up.
Oh, it's
and now
not
we're
going
see.
Anywhere. I mean, that's on camera. We all know that CT doesn't care about getting into a fight because he's just an MPB.
CT's the former flamethrower who used to fight a lot.
So why is Terrell Owens on this show?
Because it's Champs broke versus Stars. They do a intermediate season where it's... And the problem was for T.O. is that right there is T.O. was... He threw a ball up to a guy when he couldn't do that. So the guy... And Missy's like, it was a dick move, but the guy thought T.O. was being a dick.
Are they like playing basketball?
They're not. They're just doing a challenge where you had so many balls. You were spinning on a fidget spinner, and you had to keep your balance while throwing stuff through. Well, he had two balls left to throw, and T.O. goes, here's you another one. And the guy thought he was being a dick because he knew that one was not in play. So he said, fuck you, T.O. And T.O. goes, oh, is that how it's going to be? And so T.O. declares to the team, none of y'all are allowed to talk to me anymore. Mm. No more interaction. I don't like you guys. You don't exist to me. No more talking to me. So then later in the episode, CT brings up how they've lost some people to injuries and fights. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, are you going to replace them? Well, T.O.'s sitting behind him doing this, doing the tear coming streaming down my face thing. So CT turns.
That's
and
funny, though.
Well, CT turns and says, am I allowed to talk to you about this now? He goes, because you're talking shit on me behind my back. He's like, I'm not talking behind your back. And he's like, yeah, you are. So they get into a heated exchange. They get into a heated exchange. And he's like... And the whole time, CT is like, oh, so I can talk to you, sir. I can talk to you, sir. And T.O. goes.
He's respectful.
So he makes T.O. mad. And then T.O. brings up something. He says, I don't even want to be here. And CT goes, well, we know why you're here. And he goes, oh, yeah, why is that? He goes, you're getting paid. He goes, what's your point? He goes,
because you blew through $70 million.
Yeah, see, he goes, well, because you blew through $70 million. That's why you're here. He goes, I didn't want to make it personal.
The whole room went silent.
And so T.O. goes, this ain't the real world anymore. This ain't the challenge anymore. And he stands up and he's like, and CT's like, you're going to swing on me now? You're going to beat me up? I goes, I ain't backing down from you. And that's how the episode ended. So,
interesting.
Good stuff.
You want to watch next week, don't you?
That was a pretty good recap. I will give you that.
Intrigue.
It is. It's,
I don't want to go back and watch the rest of the episodes.
I told Melissa that T.O. is CT. Young CT was insane, and that would have been a fight at the drop of a hat. Older CT has got his shit together, but T.O. is just stupid and crazy enough.
Yeah, he's
that he
crazy.
Can bring out the OCT of old because T.O.'s a nut job.
We know nothing crazy. Happens because serious it's not. It wasn't in the news that he beat somebody up.
Serious question though. It's all bullshit though, right?
No, they're what? Real competitions.
You think so?
They're raising money for charity. No, I think it's real.
No, it's
dude,
wrestling.
There's been
it's wrestling.
It's for sure wrestling. They push the storylines. I 100% agree with that. And they
the
edit,
physical challenges.
But you don't.
Real.
I think the physical challenges are real.
It's a work. They work themselves into a shoot.
Yeah, but as I say, they get worked up, and regardless of all the things that have happened, they're real fights. Like CT, I mean, guys have broken their jaws. And been carted out, and girls lose their shit.
I just can't. Yeah.
It's as real as it can be under the confines of the fact that you're reality stars.
That's what happens when people start.
Stop being polite.
Start being real.
Start getting real.
Has T.O. ever done wrestling? I feel like
no.
He's no, because he's insane. He will get a fight. T.O.
because he's not level headed.
T.O. cannot get along with a group of people. He couldn't do it on any team.
Yeah, he can do a job.
He can't. He can't get along with the people around him.
You know why? Because nobody ever told him.
No.
Or sit down.
No. Look his story up. T.O.'s story is as depressing as it gets.
No, I know.
Man.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It's like that Puig, the L.A. Dodgers. Yasiel Puig.
Yeah.
His story sucks, too.
Another
I'm pretty
nut
sure
job.
He murdered people to get here. But,
another,
you know.
Another nut job.
Yeah, his story's terrible, but then you see him out there, and you're like, yeah, it's hard to root for this guy.
You brought up, what did you bring up all ago in reference to Tennessee? Mizzou, you got to be happy the way they finished their year, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bowl
good,
game. That's a good ending.
Looking forward to it.
Bowl game.
What are they getting? The Chipotle Bowl? The Dorito Chip Bowl?
Probably the Texas Bowl or the Liberty Bowl. Yeah.
What's the bowl that Hayden Church sent took his Minnesota team to? The do you remember that from Coach? He finally got them in a bowl game.
Oh, the one they played in the snow.
Yeah, and they won 7-0.
Like a Patriot Bowl or something. Yeah.
My former high school.
Underrated show, by the way.
Was a good show.
My former high school, Lamar Tigers, won their 7th straight Missouri straight 2A championship and have the nation's third longest win streak at 39 games.
Move up a skill level?
They do play non-conference schedules against up higher teams, but you when you get to your playoffs and stuff, you have to play against your size of your school, just the way
that's
because
my size of school.
I know, it's still annoying though. I'm like, god damn it, guys.
Well, yeah, but it's very cyclical. I know. Just somehow running a high.
You know, when you play like volleyball, like sand volleyball in the summer, there's always that one team who's just in it for the t-shirt.
Hey,
like, all you motherfuckers played college ball and you're playing rec league, get the fuck out of here.
I've always said there's got for kids, for adults, there's got to be enough people playing that you can get all the good people and regulate it and put them in the league they should be in.
Yeah, like you're here to win a t-shirt. Go home
and drink beer and kick ass.
That was this year. We had one team, they only ever drank water.
Ugh.
I'm like, fuck you guys.
Overachievers.
Yeah, you know that's good.
And they were all old enough to drink, you know,
they
but
have
they
an
weren't.
Advantage.
They kicked their ass.
What a bunch they didn't want to pull muscles. No, you're playing in sand.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Fucking
what
you got anything else
bastards.
Before we run wind this up? Let me go back to that again. Hey Tom, you got anything else before we wrap up?
Yeah, the Dow hit 2,400 today.
Oh yeah, I'll go Trump.
Because women 4,000. Are taking over.
Go Trump. Yeah, it was all him. He did it all.
Trump train.
MAGA. Make America rich again.
I mean,
Mara.
He was in our 15 minutes away from
the
studio.
I tried to go. I had to work, but it was right down the street from my work. I was like, man, if they're still protesting, I'm going.
I've seen people. I saw pictures of people on Facebook.
They were, but it was over by the time I was there.
It was pretty
very uneventful on both ends, end and the people's end.
Did you watch any of the speech?
No.
Sounds crazy.
I did just because all he is a wrestling heel. He's just cutting promos. Oh, it is a cutting promo. Like, I can understand why he has his fans, because he just throws them red meat to...
He's charismatic. Yeah. So is Hitler.
He really is. Oh, jeez. He's not that bad.
Dan Harmon said he's doing a bad job at even being Hitler. So he's not even a good Hitler.
I did read a good article, actually, about him today, where if you took away, like, his tweets and his speeches rallies, like, as far as his actual presidency, it's been all right.
It's not accomplished much.
Disagree.
Not done.
He hasn't accomplished anything, and he doesn't.
That's
stand
not a bad
for
thing
anything.
With a president.
Yeah,
he doesn't stand for anything though.
He hasn't.
He's
hit.
Too flip flopping.
He's trying to get rid of net neutrality. Everybody, stand back, Bob. The finish about to blow.
Yeah, I'm all right. All right, get rid of it all this week.
We're done. No politics. No politics. We're done. Right.
You can call
else?
Your senator though if you want.
Yeah, call your senator. Bender has 22,612 times.
I called today.
He called him twice while we were doing this podcast.
I called today.
Hey, for Bender, why don't we share? The number for Missouri senator.
I gotta look it up again.
Hey, you call 1-800-MIX-A-LOT. You share them nasty thoughts.
Yeah, because baby got Hold back. On. But speaking of back,
here's my
let's
recent.
Go back to something I was.
It's 202.
Jesus Christ.
224. Before we get off on the topic, 5721 for Roy Blunt.
I was interrupted big time. That.
Yeah.
And throwback to earlier, it's dynamic screen printing out of Wentzville. That's out of Wentzville. So
nice job, fellas.
We're going to talk to them more. We're going to talk to you guys more in the next week. Missy brought up a good point. We need to...
Hey.
Congratulations.
Finally. I know we've got... Well, no, we got to release an episode before New Year's and before Christmas because it's that Sunday being eves of both. It's kind of a bad day. So, Beer School, the last Wednesday of this month. It's Heavy Rift Brewing Company.
Okay.
Oh, I know the owner.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to set up there. You know the owner, so we got a connection. And what do we got next week?
You're gone.
Oh, yeah, I'm gone.
I'm out of town Monday, Tuesday,
I'll be
Wednesday.
In Grand
we shouldn't talk about it, though. I mean, people could come stalk me while you're gone.
I'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan,
Whoa.
5 miles from Founders Brewing Company. So guess where I'm going to go check
nice,
it out.
Nice, enjoy
You bringing some shit home? You driving or flying?
I'm driving.
Yeah, so bring some shit home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sales training?
Sales training. I'm driving up Tuesday, coming back Friday.
Don't drink and
Which
drive.
Is going to cause me to miss the Big D's 40th birthday party.
Aww.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Big
D. We just told him. We told him we were going, birthday. So we're not going to be there.
Happy birthday. Gosh, I hope he doesn't listen to
happy
this.
Happy birthday.
Why? He knows we were coming for his birthday.
But
he knows we were coming for his birthday.
He knows.
Now I got to edit that. I got to edit that out.
He knows.
Happy birthday, Ricky. Hold on, hold on, because we're going to edit out that. So, yeah, so because I'm going on a trip, I'm not going to be able to go to Dwayne's for his birthday like I told him I would. Not going to happen, so I'm going to miss it. Because I feel like driving from here to Grand Rapids and back on a Friday, well, at least driving back on a Friday, will make me not want to get up on a Saturday and drive to Joplin.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
It is. It's a boring drive.
I mean, I'll
have a lot of podcasts listening, like this great podcast, so we'll figure out when we're going to record, and we'll come back for episode 111, but that doesn't matter, because this is episode 110, so, Tom.
Let's go blue.
Go
call your senator.
Oh, hand hold onto your butts. Play the music.
You were supposed to say what?
Boom shakalaka.